Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you the inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about the new moon in Cancer, as well as the highly anticipated Venus retrograde in Leo. But in case you missed it, last week we talked all about Mars entering Virgo, Mercury entering Leo, which does play a role in the Venus retrograde, as well as the North Node entering Aries, which is a year and a half long transit. So if you want to know more about those things, definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Leo season and how it affects you.
And after a short ad break, we're going to get right into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The new moon in Cancer. The new moon in Cancer happens on July 17th at 2:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What do you need to know? The new moon in Cancer is a moment in time for you to set intentions around connecting with your emotions. This is also a great opportunity to set intentions around things like home, family, your overall well-being, and welcoming in new beginnings surrounding those themes.
So how this affects you is during this time, you're going to be very connected with your emotions and the emotions of other people. This is a great time to spend time with others and get closer to people in your life. Cancer is also a very creative energy. So as you're setting your intentions, you also might find that you're interested in exploring new creative ways of expressing yourself and other artistic endeavors.
So why this matters is you might find during the new moon in Cancer that your intuition's getting a little bit stronger. This can be a great opportunity for you to learn how to trust that gut instinct and allow your intuition to be something that guides you through life.
Something you might not know is that the moon is at home in the sign of Cancer. There will be some interesting aspects that we will tell you about in just a moment. But overall, it should be a pretty good energy. Also, this new moon in Cancer will be happening at 24 degrees Cancer. So if you are familiar with your chart, you're going to want to look there to see how it's going to impact you on a more personal level.
Now, there are some aspects that the new moon in Cancer will make to some of the outer planets that can add some different layers to this new moon. The first being that this new moon will be sextile Uranus. You might find that you're feeling a little bit more spontaneous than usual, wanting to embrace change, try new things, or take on new perspectives.
This new moon will also be trine Neptune. Trines are positive aspects, and Neptune is a very dreamy energy. So this is really going to enhance our intuition and creativity. You also might feel inspired and really connected to your dreams.
Another aspect worth knowing is that the new moon will be opposite Pluto, which can add a layer of depth and intensity to this new moon. You might find that you're more willing to explore your innermost feelings. While this might feel a little bit challenging, this is a great opportunity for personal growth as well as transformation.
The new moon will also be square the nodes. The nodes represent our direction in life and our comfort zone. So at the time of this new moon, you might find that you are trying to balance those two aspects of your life and that you might be pulled in a few different directions.
So the next thing that happens in astrology is the Venus retrograde in Leo. This happens on July 22nd at 9:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which happens more or less around 20 minutes before Leo season begins. So what do you need to know about Venus retrograde in Leo? I'm sure by now you've already heard a lot about Venus retrograde in Leo. It's been a very hot topic for many months now. But in case you have not heard anything about Venus retrograde, it's a period of time where you are reassessing the relationships in your life, all types of relationships, family, friends, coworkers, etc. Reassessing themes of finance as well as themes of beauty and creativity.
So how this affects you is you're going to be reflecting on a lot of different things going on in your life. This could be a time when you are revisiting different creative projects or hobbies, or you're reconnecting with passions and exploring new ways to express yourself. This is also a time where you will be reflecting on your own values and the things that make you happy.
So why this matters? Well, retrogrades are something that we always experience in life, whether we want to or not. But the beauty of retrogrades is that they serve as a time to really reevaluate various themes in your life and get very clear on what it is that you want. Specifically, since this is Venus, this is about getting clarity on what matters to you in your interpersonal relationships, what matters to you when it comes to your financial habits, how you're spending your money, if you're saving, etc. And also getting really clear on how you want to express yourself. Leo energy is known to be very expressive. And if Venus is the planet of beauty, creativity, this retrograde is allowing you to take a step back and figure out how you can best express yourself.
Something you might not know is that Venus retrograde happens about every 18 months. So every year and a half, Venus will station retrograde. This is not new, but it's also not very common. So it is one of the more prominent transits of this year.
And if you're wondering how long Venus retrograde lasts, Venus will station direct in Leo on September 3rd at 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between July 22nd and September 3rd for this retrograde energy to occur in your life. Now, there will be some key dates you'll want to pay attention to while Venus is retrograde. The first one is on August 9th. Venus retrograde will square Uranus. This could be encouraging individuality and independence, but also at the same time, this can be encouraging you to embrace change, be a little bit more flexible and adaptable with some of the changes that might be going on in your life, whether that be external changes or internal changes.
And then on August 22nd, Venus retrograde will be square Jupiter. Squares do bring about some tension, but both Venus and Jupiter are very positive planets in astrology, so that will hopefully ease some of the challenges that come up. On this day, you might find that you're reflecting on your desires and how they align with your well-being as a person and your goals in life.
So that's pretty much it for this week's episode. But if you're curious to know more about how the new moon in Cancer affects you or what you can expect in your life during the Venus retrograde in Leo, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We have readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there's a slot where you can type in all of your questions, such as, Jade, what can I expect during the Venus retrograde in Leo? And we'll be able to pull up your chart and answer any of those astrology questions you might have on the call face to face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Leo season and what you can expect. So definitely stay tuned for next week's episode. But if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye! We'll be right back.